Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I always like thinking people, and people who explain things very, very well, mainly because I don't know if I explain things well, but Bill King has become one of my favorite guests. He is a research fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute. He ran for mayor in Houston, wrote a book called Unapologetically Moderate, and he joins me tonight. Bill, how are you? Hope all is well down there in Texas.
It is very well. Thank you. We had some great weather for a change.
I know. We've had that, too. Look, I think that your piece that you wrote here about the ACA subsidies was probably the best that I've read explaining some of the dynamics of all of this. And as you point out at the beginning of the piece, it was on real clear, you know, this is the focus right now of all these conversations about the shutdown. It's kind of defining issue of the shutdown. And is this because I think the Democrats feel that healthcare certainly polls well for them. This is something they're looking forward to maybe using in the midterm elections. But you did a great job, Bill, of unpacking the numbers and really describing how the ACA works in the market and why people are taking advantage of the higher subsidies, et cetera. That's a little complicated, but if you could break that down for us, that would be appreciated.
So the subsidies have been around since the ACA was passed. But during the pandemic, the Democrats, when they were in control of everything, decided to increase the number of people that would be eligible for them. Previously, it was restricted to 400% of poverty, which was about $60,000 for an individual. They increased those pretty dramatically, basically took off the limit, but they put in a scale where the subsidy goes down the more money you make. And so the way they work now is you end up with basically zero subsidy once you get to about $125,000 if you're an individual. And so that's basically the change. It basically doubled the cost of the federal government from about $50 to just below $100 billion a year. And that's been going on since 21, and then it was renewed in 22, I think. And it's set to expire at the end of this year. And right now we're in the enrollment period. So a lot of people are talking to their insurance agent and find out that they're getting ready to look at a huge increase in the premiums as a result of the subsidies expiring.
Right. So that's a little sticker shock for some people, right? And that's where the Democrats are kind of seizing on this moment. Now, the way that President Trump, the Republicans explain it, Mike Johnson right now, is that that is an issue, and it is a legitimate issue, but it's not an issue to discuss right now to reopen the government because we have time to deal with that issue separately. Is that legitimate in your opinion?
Well, it certainly is true. But, you know, the problem is that people are upset about this right now. And I looked at the polling a few weeks ago, and the Republicans are being blamed for the shutdown, which I thought was odd because typically the party that's holding the government hostage gets blamed for it. But that's not what's happening this time. And so I tried to figure out, well, what could it possibly be? And it suddenly occurred to me, it's that so many people are upset about this ACA issue is I think why it's polling bad for Republicans. And so the Democrats have a pretty good lever here in this. Now, none of the other stuff that they've talked about wanting has any traction at all the American people, but this one does. And here's the really important thing, Mark. When you look at the KFF as a, you know, they're a big foundation that studies healthcare.
Kaiser family, right? Kaiser family?
Formerly the Kaiser Family Foundation, right. And so they looked at what congressional districts across the country benefited the most from the extensions. And you look at that map, and then you look at Trump's electoral map from 2024, and they almost match exactly. In other words, the people that are getting the subsidies are the people that supported Trump in the last election.
So in this particular situation, now it seems like the White House has signaled that they're willing to have conversations about extending the subsidies, but they don't like the way that the Democrats are putting that as a condition on the shutdown, which, you know, I kind of understand the reasoning beyond that. But it does appear that there is a willingness to talk about the subsidies and perhaps extend them because there's a recognition that this is a legitimate issue. One of the other things that happens, at least in some of the coverage that I've read, you tell me if this is true, that you do have people that are eligible for their employer-based, you know, programs, but they take the ACA deal because it's a better deal for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there's probably some of that going on, but when you sort of look at the profile, this is a big chunk of these people are over 60, but haven't gotten to 65 yet. And maybe they took early retirement, maybe they got laid off, but they, you know, they're in that gap where they don't yet qualify for Medicare. And so they're heavily dependent on those. Those typically tend to be Republican voters. And so this is why you're seeing such a large number of Republicans wanting these extended. Like, I, you know, one thing that, if nothing else has been proven this last week, is that Trump's a deal maker. And I got to believe that somehow a deal is going to be made on this to figure this out, how to do this so they can extend them, save face, and get the government back up. And I really expect that's going to happen here in the next week or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, and I would hope so. There has to be some sort of agreement. Okay, we're going to discuss this. And you even indicated in the piece, and I really haven't talked about this on the show in the last couple of days, but he does have a pretty big voice from inside MAGA that is not very happy about some of that, and that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, she is no stranger to, you know, criticize fellow Republicans. She's sometimes very proud about it, and on this particular issue, she's taken a stand, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely, and very vocally.
Yeah.
And but she's not the only one, by the way. There's a number of Republicans breaking with their leadership on this. And when you look at the polling, you can understand why. Because, you know, 56% of Republicans who identify as MAGA supporters are in favor of extending the subsidies. That's a pretty remarkable percentage.
I think it is, and that indicates and gives you a little bit of, background here as to why this is so tense on Capitol Hill right now. But if the Republicans, see, this is where the politics come into play, right? Because neither side wants to look like it's caving. To me, it doesn't look like the Democrats have a lot of leverage, but this is their leverage. And with the White House signaling that they, you know, that they would discuss this, if they tag this on to a bill and say, okay, we're going to reopen the government, we're going to extend the subsidies, doesn't that look like they've failed and the Democrats won?
Well, certainly. That's the concern. But look, for a guy who can sit down and make a deal between Hamas and Israel,
that's good. True,
I think he can make a deal between the Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, look, I can imagine something like, okay, we're going to extend the government for 3 days. Then that 3 days, we're going to vote to extend this, and then we'll come back and extend it. There's all sorts of ways that you could wire around this where everybody could claim victory and go home. And you know, regardless of what you think about Trump, he's a master at that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I like the analogy from the Middle East because, good Lord, if you can achieve that, you should be able to get into the room here and knock some heads together and say, let's get this done for the American people, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know Republicans and Democrats hate each other pretty bad, but I don't think they hate as much as Hamas and Israel does.
Yeah, and some of them get along a little better than we're always led to believe in the media. I think that there's some drama there and dramatic there. Bill, it's always great to have you on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling.
Yep,
take care.
That's Bill King, who's down in Houston and writes on Real Clear a lot about some of these issues, and I always like his perspective. We got audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.